Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Hey, it's Ken Watmore with Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us today and listening in as we have a wonderful guest with us today, Dr. Maurice Sklar. Maurice, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good. Maurice has braved a snowstorm. We are recording in Castle Rock, Colorado. And Maurice has come up from Colorado Springs to join us in the middle of almost a blizzard.
Well, it was beautiful. I love the snow here in Colorado. So we just had to kind of go a little slow on the freeway, but
yeah,
it's very, very nice.
I wish if everybody could go slow on the freeway, we could all enjoy the snow a little more.
There you go.
Well, I am so glad that you joined us and that you're taking some time in Colorado. You've been here for now about 4 or 5 days. And going to be here for a few more doing some stuff, and we'll talk about that. But I want to talk first so that our listeners know who you are, why you do what you do, and kind of how you came into doing what you do. So I'm going to just run down a couple things. We don't usually talk about credentials too much, but when there's a doctor in front of your name, I always like to hear it. And I know that you don't take anything from that except for that it is a title, and it's an earned title, and it's a deserved title. So praise God for that. I want to go through you. Started in music. Let's start with this for our listeners. You are a world-renowned violinist and a teacher, preacher, if I would say. And it started when you were very young. In 1986, starting off with the winner of the Young Concert Artists International Auditions, and then you went on from there through many things. And I want to refer to the website so that people can go through your biography and your list of accomplishments, because I want to move forward to the present. If people would take the time to go to mauricesklar.com, which is mauriceskla.com. There's no triple W in front of it. It's just that. And yeah. People would go there and visit, because there's all kinds of accomplishments through there.
And there's some nice music on each page, too.
I might
enjoy that.
Every time that you change pages, there's a new song, and it is really nice. But let's talk about this. From 1992 to present, ministry involvement with churches across America and around the world as a concert soloist and minister of the gospel. And that's what's got you here in Colorado right now. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Sure. God called me into ministry, but I've spent my whole life from the time I was 4 years old playing and learning classical music and went to Juilliard. And I was I come from a musical family. I was pushed very hard on the violin, and by especially my dad. And then in my last year of school, I had a very difficult time with a breakdown and depression, and out of that, came God called me into ministry. I still play a lot of classical music, but I have pioneered the violin into the church realm, and I've played in many major meetings also with Benny Hinn all over, and I was on the faculty at Oral Roberts University for a number of years, and we live in California now, and I've been to Asia quite a bit, but the Lord showed me how to pioneer, like I said, the violin with soundtrack into the church realm and also the Messianic Jewish realm, and I play a lot of Jewish music. I'm a Jewish believer. My wife is also, and so I talk a lot about the restoration of Israel and the end times that we're in. And so I've combined music and ministry, and it's been a wonderful. It's almost been 20 years now, 18, maybe 17, 18 years. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, I know you grew up with in New Orleans. You're born in New Orleans to a Russian Jewish family, and did your family practice? Were they Messianic Jews or
no?
How did you come to know Christ? That's the bottom line of the question here.
Well, I was was invited to study with a great violin teacher. I was 13. His name was Ivan Galamian, and he had a summer music school. It was more like a concentration camp for violinists or boot camp. You know, it was just way up in upstate New York. And I spent actually 7 years in a row there. Metal Mount, it was called, and it is called. And I met somebody there who was a counselor, and he gave me a little booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws, and he had just come out of the Jesus movement, and so he was kind of loose, you know. But he was really very nice to me, and so I really was raised secularly. If I had a religion, it was classical music, the violin, you know, that was everything. And shortly after that, I left home to go to school, first in Houston and then New York and Philadelphia. But I have, a lot of people say, well, you know, I found the Lord, but really, God came and found me. And I've had a lot of amazing experiences of the Lord coming to help somebody like me, yeah. And he has.
Well, that's awesome. Now, where in that do you become a Christian, you give your life to Christ, you put your faith in him, and you make your vow to serve him and give him everything that you've got for the rest of your days? Where does that translate into becoming a Messianic Jew, and what is that? For a lot of our listeners who don't know, could you explain that to us a little bit?
Well, there are quite a number of Jewish people that have come to faith in Yeshua and Jesus in the last 30 years or so, particularly. The Lord showed me that He wanted me to retain my Jewish identity, even though I am a born again believer, and this is a fulfillment of Bible prophecy, because the Bible says He would regather and restore the Jewish people both to the land of Israel and to the Messiah, that they would come to know Him before the end. As far as I've had a kind of long and winding journey. It was not an easy one, but out of particularly my battle with depression, out of that desperation, God birthed a ministry. And one time, it was right before when God called me. He said to me, He said, "Son, you can entertain people for an evening, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you go and minister and perform for me, I will do more than just entertain people for one evening. I will change lives forever. I will use your music to bring healing and restoration and transformation." And so something supernatural came about. God put His anointing upon the music, and He's done just that. And I've also, I still play classical music. I've done several recordings. Recorded all the solo Bach. For violin. I've done a recording of Hebrew melodies of Jewish classical music. But I've also put some beautiful arrangements of hymns and songs and things that really bring the presence of the Holy Spirit. And of course, in Hebrew, we say the Ruach HaKodesh, which is, when God comes, He can open heaven through music. And one note sometimes that touches someone's heart can do more than maybe 1,000 words.
It is remarkable to me how music can stir your emotions. It is so powerful in so many ways, lyrically and just musically. It's amazing sometimes to listen to a song that triggers something inside of you and either forces you to your knees or makes you weep or makes you could weep with joy as well as sorrow. Yeah. It's pretty remarkable.
I've seen a lot of miracles, a lot of healings. I've seen, particularly in the realm of people that have broken hearts or emotional depression, suicide, people that have that need healing, where the doctors can't go necessarily, you know, but Yeshua can go there. Jesus can go into that place, and he can mend and heal deep hurts and wounds. And I've seen the Lord do that all over the world. And especially this time of year is very hard for many, because the holidays, either they remember something wonderful that happened when they were younger and they wish it was there now, or they remember something really awful that happened and it haunts them. So, you know, this time of year, I really have compassion for people that are hurting, that are in, so many are in depression, even as believers, that they've just been hit so hard with life.
So, you know, talking about this time of year, I do want to bring up that you record Christmas music as well.
Well, I have a CD of Christmas music.
Yeah, and we're going to play something from that. So let's actually, we're gonna play something now from that. We'll pause really quick, listen, and then we'll come back afterwards and talk more after we hear this song.
Sure. Okay, this is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Thanks for letting us listen to that. I appreciate you letting us, you know, enjoy that CD with you. And then we're going to, at the end of the program, we're going to play Silent Night.
Yes.
Which you said is another one.
This is from the CD, O Come Emmanuel. And I've found that it's kind of a light, more of a chamber music, just violin and piano, not real bombastic type of, but... And it really, we've had it for about 10 years now, and people have told me it really helps them this time of year just to bring peace and healing and hope.
That's great. Well, and I do want to mention as well that people can get this CD as well as your music. They can look at your ministry. And if they go to that same website, we talked about mauricesklar.com. Again, there is no www, so just M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
I don't think we need to use that www anymore, do we? Www. I think just put it into the...
Yeah. Shows you how up to speed I am on that stuff. My kids know more than me, but I know this, that if they go to mauricesklar.com, they can get your CDs.
Yes, and we'd be happy to rush them to you. It's really, these are difficult days, aren't they? They're dark times, but God promises he gives us more grace. When sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And the Lord, I just sense I'm talking to some that are just really going through such a pain and hurt. And the Lord loves you, and he's reaching out to you right now. And he wants you to know that in him you have hope. In him you have true shalom, true peace, and he is the Prince of Peace. He's coming and bringing healing to you now, even now. And do not despair. Hallelujah. We have great hope because Yeshua, our Messiah, he bore all our sicknesses. He was chastised so we could have peace. And he has joy for you. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And the Lord is going to give you joy even in your difficult times. The Lord will help you with your children. The Lord will help you with your marriage. The Lord is healing someone with a trouble in their back right now, and a shoulder problem, a cancer. The Lord is just bringing healing to you right now. Receive this grace of healing. Be healed. Be made whole. May your heart be mended. May the Lord restore everything that the enemy has stolen from you. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's talk about where you go from here. I don't mean here in Colorado. We know that you're going to have a home church teaching tonight. Mm-hmm. This weekend you're going to perform and teach. I don't know if you... Do you say perform? Do you say teach?
Or? Oh, I do both. I will speak some, and I play. I always play some. If you know, sure. That kind of, it's a common, is a 1-2. You know, yeah. You know, it's both.
That's both. Great. And I do want to mention, so that our listeners who can't see, it was a operative 1-2 jab there.
Oh, well, it's just, you know, I don't like what the enemy does, and so yeah. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen. So we can bring good news to people.
Yes. And I appreciate you coming on our show to help do that as well. Our goal is to try and bring in listeners who maybe would not normally tune into a Christian program.
Yes.
So I always feel like there's somebody out there that's being reached in that way.
Well, I hope it was all right. I know I kind of went into a prayer there a little bit, but you know, I feel compassion for people, and that's what's so wonderful about the media, you know, and it just multiplies. It can multiply good and bad, but.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I certainly think that's great. I mean, if you're feeling that the Lord's leading you to pray for people and pray healing upon that, I think it's wonderful. So okay. What a wonderful gift. What I wanted to say was that when you go from here, when you leave Colorado, what's next for you? What do you have going on?
Well, it's interesting. I've been invited by, well, the next thing I'm doing some Christmas concerts. We live in Southern California in Victorville in the high desert outside of LA. And I'm going to be playing for Pastor Benny Hinn for his celebration, whatever, at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach. And he's been doing monthly healing meetings there. And I'll be playing and worshiping, and then we take communion. Been with him for a number of years, since 1992, and I try to play for him as much as I can. I do a lot of more of my own things now, but
sure.
And then as we get into January, I believe I'm You know, I have God TV. Have you heard of God TV? It's over in Europe. It's a Christian TV channel, and they're doing a thing. I guess it's more in the later spring towards May, I guess, April or May. Going to be in Africa. They're doing a missions week there, and in Kenya. And I've never been to Africa before. I do a lot internationally. I've been going a lot to Asia. I'm doing a trip to Taiwan. I'm doing a whole lot more, like I said, overseas than I used to, because there's such a great need. We have so much here in the United States, and sometimes we take it for granted, and the church isn't as on fire maybe as it should be. But I think that's the case, and at least that's what I've discovered.
Sure.
But there's so many people that are just all over the world that God is moving in such a wonderful way. And so, you know, I go wherever the Lord sends me.
Yeah. You know, how do you, going back, you said in 1992 you started working with Benny Hinn. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a guy that's not without controversy.
Right.
And how do you get hooked up with a guy like that? And where does that glue for you work with him? Because you've stayed with him and you continue to do things with him. So how does that fit into the whole thing?
Well, I was teaching at Oral Roberts University. I was artist in residence there, and it was the last year that Chancellor Oral Roberts, now Oral Roberts, was actually on before he retired, and he kind of, you know, introduced me, and I started playing for him in the U.S. Crusades, I've had, you know, it's not been easy. He is definitely a man. He's not without faults, but there's a wonderful gift of worship and healing that's there. And God, you know, I've gone back and forth, but I just follow the Lord wherever He wants. I you know, nobody owns me except Him.
Amen.
I've played for some others, you know, other apostolic type of, you know, but more maybe in the charismatic realm than maybe some, you know. Nobody can put me in their box. I'm messianic, but I'm not, well, I'm not totally, you know, I'm Jewish, but I'm not, you know, I'm also, you know, I'm just what I just am, all things to all men. I'm myself, and I also have such a passion and a love for classical music, and I'm still, I just did a recital in Bermuda, a full classical recital, you know, very challenging program, you know. I'm getting ready to do something on piano disc with my accompanist from Curtis, where I went to school. Is another music school, it's called Curtis, and he teaches there, and Hugh Sung and I are going to do some short pieces and encore pieces for them. They have a DVD. It's like, have you ever seen those player piano things? Well, they have this. They are making DVDs now with other. So he's going to play, and then so I always have a few classical projects. I'm working on the Isaiah sonatas, which is he's a Belgian violinist. I want to record some of his things, and so I'm. That's me.
You're busy.
I'm busy, yeah.
Praise God. That's great.
Praise God.
Staying busy is a really good thing, and especially in times like this, that you can stay busy,
support
your family, and be doing work that honors and glorifies our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So that's awesome. I want to thank you so much for spending time with us.
Well, I'm honored that you would have me come, and thank you, too.
Absolutely, and we'll continue this relationship. I want to close by, again, just letting people know they can even link onto your website through our website at any point in time and take a look at what you've got going on, your itinerary, purchase music, listen to music, and even be treated as you go from page to page to different music as well.
There's some teachings on there, too, particularly about the end times that the Lord has given me, and some prophetic messages it'll be a blessing for the listeners, I think.
And you've got a blog on there. Do you stay actively involved in your blog?
I need to do more. I just started that, and I need to write more. I haven't, but there's some. You know, you just look around and have fun.
Yeah.
And enjoy the music. And I really, like I said, I just felt such compassion when I sat down here with you, and for so many that are hurting. You know, so many of God's people,
yes,
too, are hurting, and we long for the coming of Messiah, that yes. Jesus, for his return, and we know it's going to be soon. Yes. He's going to wipe away every tear. He's going to, we have a wonderful hope waiting for us. We don't need to despair or be in fear.
That's for sure.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, let's close out listening to Silent Night. Thanks so much, Maurice.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
Shalom.